Welcome to Relevant Live with Pastor Chris Sarno, a weekly podcast from Relevant Church in Daytona Beach, Florida. We pray this message helps you connect to God as you find your place, reveal your purpose, and unlock your potential. Let's head live to Pastor Chris for today's powerful message.
How you guys doing, man? You guys doing good? I'm glad you're here. Come on, you gotta clap louder than that. You excited, man? We're getting them in out of the lobby. Listen, man, I just really, we had a purpose in our heart, the beginning of the year, just to really minister to you guys. And we got a couple of events all year long that we're planning just to spend some time with you guys. And tonight I just wanted to share my heart with you guys about some of the stuff that God's been laying on my heart. And I just want you to know, man, we've been believing God for you. You know, we don't think anything happens by happenstance. We just know everything happens because God's in it. And we believe that. Amen. So tonight, I just want to share some powerful stuff with you guys. I'm not going to keep you all night. The guys have been cooking. And they got some barbecue for you guys. I know you could smell the food. So I figured the faster I preach, the faster we can just get going eating. All right. Does that sound good? Everybody said amen. Well, praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hey, listen. I know if I do these meetings with you guys, I knew the smart thing was make sure I have food. Praise God for that. No, I knew what's going on. I want you to go look at this. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, tonight I want to share with you some powerful truths that I think are going to take your life to a whole other level as being men. A lot of times as we're moving in the things of God and we're growing, sometimes we have to understand role and responsibility. And a lot of times I think what happens is, guys, I was on the radio this morning, you know, on a radio time, and I was sharing how if you don't know your role and responsibility as a man, sometimes what happens in life, things just seem to spiral out of place. And I've been teaching this stuff over time, and it's kind of funny, you know, doing this for a long period of time, you see people come in with the same, I don't want to say problems, but the same obstacles. You know, pastors here, and you know what I'm saying, you hear, it's kind of like almost like you hit a tape recorder with your life of people coming into a coming to see you, and hey, this is what's going on in my house, and this is what I feel, and this is what I'm going through. It's almost like it's almost kind of crazy, you know what I mean? You guys know what I'm talking about. We have counselors and people, some of you guys in here do that. And what it was I kept seeing this pattern of life where it felt like I seen a bunch of guys that were really, really walking through life. And sometimes if the role and responsibility that God has given us is not clearly defined, a lot of times what was happening, these guys were feeling like, man, I'm not appreciated. I don't know if anybody really appreciates me. And it wasn't selfishness. It wasn't like a wrong attitude. It was just like, does anybody, you know, everybody's kind of pulling, you know, the kids need time and your spouse needs time and work needs time. And I mean, I got guys in here working 60, 70 hours, you know, because they just got a business. And, you know, I had one guy, you know, I laughed, man, this guy had this company and he sold this company for like $120 million. And I was like, oh my God. And I was like, dude, that's pretty good. That was a good run. And he said, yeah. And I almost laughed. And I said, you got divorced over it, didn't you? And he's like, yeah. How'd you know? I was like, because sometimes when you're trying to achieve success, it's almost like you get punished for it. It's weird, man. And these guys were coming with the same cycle of life. And I just want to just share with you that it's okay, because if sometimes you don't understand the role and responsibility that a man has, it could get a little taxing. And nobody really understands you. And, you know, I kid around and, you know, everybody's, you know, whether you've got a wife or you got a girlfriend, it always seems like the ladies are trying to change you. Give me an amen. And everybody's trying to see you go to another level. And next thing you know, all you got is pressure on every side. So the kids are pulling, wife's pulling, the job's pulling, everything's pulling. And I told them this morning, I said, man, I learned to live in Philippians 2:4 and Ephesians 6:8. And I think, let's put that up there, because I'm going to change that around just real quick. Grant, can you put, or whoever's up there, can you put Philippians 2:4 up here? I just want to drop this on you, because you guys heard me say this, but you got to get this stuff in your spirit. When you see Philippians 2:4, King James is great. Then we're going to Ephesians 6:8. I just feel this. And then I'm going to share this word with you real quick tonight. But I want you to understand this role and responsibility is very clear from God. And if you fulfill it, what it does is it makes life easier. Because what happens is, guys, is this. Everybody's pulling this way. Everybody's pulling. And then you go this way and you go, where am I going to, who understands me? And if your relationship with God isn't in the right place, let me tell you, it's empty. Because that's the most important relationship you have. Because when I said this, and I say this all the time, men sacrifice a lot. And people don't realize that. You know, everybody says, oh, women sacrifice, mom sacrifices everything. I got news for you. No, there's never been a woman on the face of the earth that sacrificed more than a man. Because Jesus told me and you that we are supposed to love our spouse like he loved the church. And how many of you know he gave up his life for the church? That's total sacrifice. So you guys are out there sacrificing, grinding, giving up. And sometimes if you're not careful, what starts looking at is you feel underappreciated. You know, a woman's security is found in her husband, but the honor and the respecting that you guys are looking for is found from your mate. And if you don't have some of that stuff there, life gets empty. And everybody in this room could sit here and be like, oh no, that's not what's going on. It goes on to some degree in everybody's house. And what you got to learn is that your spouse isn't your source, and sometimes the things that are going on are not going to bring you the fulfillment you need. But when you get this stuff buried in your heart, it's going to change your life. Look what this says, and write these down because they're going to help you. Philippians 2:4. You've heard me say this before, but it's really easy. 2:4-6:8. You got to live there. Why? Because it says, look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. You know what? I read it in the Passion today. If you could put it in the Passion, that'd be great because it reads even clearer. Get a picture of that one and then look at this in the Passion, and it really is cool. So look not every man on his own things, but every man what? Look also on the things of others. When he puts it in the Passion, you're going to see it says don't be selfish. What is it saying? Don't get up each and every day thinking what's everybody going to do for me. Get the mindset of what am I going to go do for everybody else, right? Listen to this right here. Look at the Passion. Abandon every display of selfishness. Possess a greater concern for what matters to others instead of your own interests. That stops me from getting this focal point. Like, what's everybody doing for me? I get up tomorrow. Guess what I do? What can I go do for everybody else? Why is that so important? Because what starts happening is what you're going to realize is if you just keep looking to see what everything's happening to you, you live in disappointment. How many guys right now are living in no expectation in their house because of the lack of what? Expectation that wasn't there. It's produced disappointment. So instead of trying to have that next level dream life, you just don't want to have no more problems. See, guys will forsake a lot of responsibility in the home just for the sake of peace. A lot of times you relinquish authority for the sake of peace. And that's what I'm going to talk about tonight, is taking your place as the man of God that God called you to be. It's a great responsibility. I know what happens. A lot of you are like, man, if I try to take that place, you don't know what kind of drama I'm going to have. Because I've given up a place of authority in the home for the sake of peace, man. I just want peace. How many of you guys are watching the game? The other day, I'm trying to do something, and I got the kids, you know, I got teenagers, you know, praise God. And they are fighting about everything, all three of them. Right? The boys fighting, the girls fighting, Pastor Liz is fighting, everybody's fighting. And all I'm like, man, can I find sanity in this house for like 8 minutes? None of you people can get along. And then they want to drag you in it. And they're like, can you fix this? Then you go to fix it. Give me an amen. Stop lying in church. I go to fix it and everybody's yelling at me. I was like, this is all your junk. Now you drag me into it. Can't you all just get along? No. Why? It's going to be life. So if I start understanding that my responsibility is to what? Problem solve. Look at Ephesians. Say, well, look at that thing in the Passion because I like that. Just real quick. If you got that, pop that up there and then we'll do 6:8. Because this is going to help you. I hope you got the one that says abandon the selfishness. If you can put that up there, that'll be great. Listen, because abandon selfishness, possess a greater concern for what matters to others instead of your own interests. What's that start got me doing? That's got me doing this when I get up. Hey, what can I go do for somebody else? Not what is everybody doing for me. Why? Because you got to live in this, Philippians 2:4, but you got to live in Ephesians 6:8. Just look at Ephesians 6:8, write them down. You all know what it says. If you don't know what it says, it's this. It says this. It says, whatsoever good thing I do unto you, God's going to do unto me. You got to get this in your heart, man. You want to know why? Because look what happens. Knowing that whatsoever good thing I do, the same shall I receive of the Lord, whether I've been bond or free. What's he saying? He's saying this. He's saying, if I get up and start sowing, you ain't looking. What do we all, I told you guys this 100 times. Y'all went and fireproofed your marriage. You're fireproofing your relationships. You went to Marriage on the Rock seminar. Y'all went to the Love Festival at church. And 3 days later, you're all right back in the same pattern of life. Because what happens is all those tools we learned, we throw out the window when the other spouse does not respond the way we think they should. That's a good place to give me an amen. Right? So what do? We throw it out the window because we don't see change. Jesus didn't say look for change. He said, this is your role and responsibility. Todd, you know what he said? He said this. No matter what's going on, you do good and learn this. God's going to reward you for the good you do. Stop looking where you're sowing to see if you're going to get results. That helps you in the house keep being a sower because that's your role and responsibility. Sacrifice. I'm telling you, man, it ain't easy. Because everybody wants to be the man. This is the being the man. Everybody wants to be the authority. This is being the authority. So now I got to what? Whatsoever I sow into that place, God said he's going to sow back into me. Now I'm not worried about what everybody else is doing. I know my responsibility is to what? Sow that love in that house. And then guess what? If they don't respond right, God will. Because whatsoever I sow into that place, he said this, whatever good thing any man does, the same shall receive of the Lord. He said, the Lord's going to repay you. Once you get this mindset, what you start seeing is this, is that I'm not just looking for the response of the house or your spouse or whatever's going on in your relationship. And if you ain't married, you're going to go here. So you better pay attention now because it's going to help you. Why? Because I'm going to sow it. And then I'm going to receive it from God. Because what do? We sow into people. And if we don't see the people respond right, what do? We stop sowing. I did this and you didn't do that. I did this and you didn't do that. Guess what happens then? You hold back on the sowing. Why? Because we don't have these foundational truths in us. And guess what we do? We go back right to the same pattern of life, which we were not supposed to go back to. You got to master these keys, man. This is role and responsibility because you got to realize this and figure this out because here's the thing. God wants you to be the authority in the home. God wants you to be the leader in the house. I'm going to talk to you about that right now because we're going to Genesis 1:26 because tonight I want to come and talk to you about being the man you're supposed to be because a lot of you are. But look what he said in Genesis 1:26 when we get there and you're going to see this. If you get this thing in the right perspective, what starts happening is you start getting the right responses because it's all about sowing. These are the laws of God. If you keep the laws of God going, everything starts working in the right direction. If we don't, guess what happens? God's obsessed with order. The church is caught up with sin. God annihilated sin once and for all, put it on a cross. God's obsessed with order. When things are out of order in the home, things don't work right. God loves order. If it's got the right order, it works right. If it's not in the right order, it don't work right. So you got to get God's divine order for your house. Some of you, let me tell you what's going to be. It's going to be you're going to have to restructure you before anything starts changing in that thing. And otherwise, you're just going to be frustrated, man. Because I'm telling you how this goes. Look, I got guys. I've been coaching guys for like 10 years, right? Every one of them, you can hit a tape recorder like I told you. Hey, man, my wife's trying to get me to do this. Hey, my wife. And women ain't bad. But what it is they're trying to change you because they don't feel secure sometimes because you're not submitted. I tell this to every guy I've ever been around. Let me tell you something right now. You guys, wherever you go, find your pastor or get around a mentor and submit your life because you ain't safe until you're submitted. Because she doesn't feel security until you're listening to another man. But the problem is she wants you to listen to her, and I got news for you. Ain't nobody in this room listening to her. You're respectful. You got it. But you're not coming under her because that would make the thing out of order. You better give me an amen. I'm helping you if you're paying attention. She's just trying to find security, but you look a little rogue and you're not rebellious. Come on. I don't feel safe. You heard these words. Don't look at me in that tone of voice. I already been in your head and your heart and I've been in your house. Look, don't, you know what I'm saying, right? I don't feel safe. What do you mean don't feel safe? She don't see you submitted, so you don't look safe. That's why the best thing you could do, go to your local church, find your pastor, say, Pastor, I'm going to plug in, I'm going to get undercover, and if you see something in my life, you could speak to me. If you see something on my back, can you spot it and help me and lead me and guide me? Why? Because to get this thing right, what is she going to need? She needs to see you submitted to something for her security. safest place in the world for you to be is connected, because once you're connected, you're empowered, because now my life is not about leading, it's about following instruction. And it's a whole lot easier to follow instruction than it is to what? Pioneer my own path. That's why you got to find somewhere you could plug in, okay? That's the 101 quick version. Here's why you need the 101 quick version. Because if you get the order right, then you get other things right. If you don't get the order right, it don't work right. And then what are you going to do? You're going to constantly have that friction within the home. Because why? Divine order. Because everybody wants to come in here and go, I want to lead. Well, guess what? It's a little bit hard to lead if you're not in a submitted place. God's honest truth. Now, you might not like it. It's true. That's why when you go to church, that's why I tell my guys with me, if you don't trust me, you need to go someplace else. I know pastors here, his team, they're with him, man. Plug in and plug in. Stay. Why? Because you know what it is? That's the place where you start assuming your role and responsibility, and then you start becoming the leader you're supposed to be. Because look what God said in Genesis 1:26. I'm going to give you a little bit of this air stuff, because you need this. And God said, let me make man in my image and my likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. God said, let man be what? Made in my likeness and my image, and let him have dominion. See, let me tell you something. You were made to rule and reign. This is what the identity, let me tell you something about this. The America and the earth is trying to demasculate man. Okay? They're trying to make everybody a bunch of pablum, just puppeteers, bro. Bunch of pansies out there. We're supposed to walk around. You can't be the guy you're supposed to be. No, be the man you're supposed to be, but here's the God-given order. God wants us to have dominion. Now, look what it says in 1 Corinthians 13:11, because I'm going to go quick, because I got 15 minutes. I'm going to knock this thing out, okay? This was our scripture to begin with in 1 Corinthians 13. He says, and when I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood it as a child, but what I taught as a child, I thought as a child, but when I came a man, I what? Put away childish things. He said, it sounds weird, right? The apostle Paul's like, when I became a man, well, what were you before? He was a man, but he was childish in his thinking. He was immature. He said, when man is immature, he doesn't take his right responsibility, or does he take his right position? Now, immature doesn't mean you're childish. It just means this: you're not mature in understanding. So here's what he's saying. He's not saying, hey, I was a baby and then I grew. What he was saying, I was spiritually immature, and until I became spiritually mature, I didn't really know who I was. And I was acting like a person I should not have been acting like. Come on. The only reason why you might not be living up to the label is not because you're immature, but you spiritually need to mature. Once you get spiritual maturity, you start standing in a position greater than the position you were 10 minutes ago. Why? Because God has empowered you as men to carry the mantle that he placed on you, which was called dominion. God wants you to be ruling and reigning in the earth. Now, this is not something you go home and start, you know, acting like nuts, because then I'm going to have you in counseling. But you know what I'm saying. Once you get your inward position, you start carrying yourself different. Once you start getting an inward revelation, you start carrying yourself at another level. Now, this is where we've been. Look at 1 John 3:1. I'm just going to give you a bunch of these scriptures. You run with them. You can go home and you can read them, right? Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, what? The world knoweth us not, because what? It knew him not. He said, you could be called the son of God. Look at the next verse, right? You're going to like this. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall what? See him as he is. He said, what? He said, right now, you in the image and likeness of God. Something about you looks like God, man. That's inside of you. That's the inward struggle of man. Especially the God man. We come into this relationship with God, and God put in your spirit this dominion, man. And you can't suppress that dominion for long. Because what starts happening is this, is that the inward struggle is this. God made me something in my DNA, but I don't see me walking it out in my life. And because of it, I'm frustrated within myself. There's something inside of me that's greater. and it's greater than the performance I see on my external. So what do? I get frustrated because I don't feel like I'm in the place I'm supposed to be in. And what do you start doing? You start getting in that internal place, if you're not careful, where you can get discouraged. So what do we got to do? You got to take your place. Look at these scriptures. Come over here, right? Knowing this in Galatians 3:29, because I'm going to go to this thing and I want you to see this in Galatians chapter 4. But I want you to look at Galatians 3:29. If we be Christ, then we're what? Abraham's seed, and we're heirs according to the promise. We know that we are Christ. You're a believer in here, right? Then you're Christ. If you're Christ, then you're what? You're Abraham's seed. If you're Abraham's seed, what are you? You're an heir. An heir to what? The promise of God. What's the promise of God? That covenant connection of everything that God has, the earth and the fullness thereof. But I want you to look at Galatians 4:1. You guys that have been with me, been here, but I need you to roll this over in your head. Look what it says. Now I say that the heir, now who's the heir? The son, you the heir. The heir, as long as he's what? Immature. He what? He differs nothing from a servant, even though he's what? Lord of all. That sounds like dominion to me, man. So what is he saying? Identity. He's saying the heir. Who's the heir? Go back to 3:29. Let him see it again. Just look at it slow. And if you be Christ, are you Christ? Are you Christ? Okay, then if you Christ, then you're what? Abraham's seed. We're Abraham's seed by birth. And if we're Abraham's seed, then we're what? Heirs according to the promise that Abraham got by faith. So you an heir. You guys know, you're an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. That's what the Bible says. What do you mean an heir of God? That means you got God's inheritance. An heir means an inheritor. You're an inheritor of a blessing. The blessing that Jesus got through the cross. The supernatural access to everything he got. He gave you the glory. And the earth is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. So people out there are waiting for you to get this revelation. I got the news for you. The first people are the people in your house. They're waiting for you to get the revelation of figuring out who you are. Because the moment you figure out who you are, everything starts changing. Look what it says in Galatians 4:1. Watch. Now here we go. Now I say that the heir, as long as he's a what? Child. Now we said the same thing Paul said. He said what? I was a child. What's he mean? Spiritual maturity. He ain't talking about a little kid. He's talking about spiritual maturity. He said the heir, if he's not spiritually mature, he doesn't differ nothing than a servant. What? He's saying even though you're a Lord. Lord of all? Who did he say is Lord of all? The heir. You are. You Lord of all, man. Let me tell you why you're frustrated. You ain't in your position. Your position is, I'm going to tell you where your position is. It's royalty. Look, now I say the heir. Okay, I'm down. I'm the heir. As long as I don't know that I'm an heir, I act like a servant. Even though I'm Lord of everything. Look at verse 2. Here we go. We're going to go all the way to 7. But he's under tutors and governors until the time appointed by the Father. Well, what time was that? Glad you asked. Verse 3. Even so, when we were children, we were a bondage under the elements of the world. What do you mean, children? Well, we were spiritually immature. But ain't nothing holding you back now. Look what he said. 4. He said Jesus came. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law. Verse 5, here we go. To redeem them. Redeem means ransom paid for. Bought back. He bought you back with Jesus. I'm going to tell you something right here now. If you get a glimpse of what I'm talking about, Jesus bought you back and gave you the new birth and put you in his name. Man, you better get this. He put you and me in his name because we're in the body. You're in him. Galatians 2:20 says what? He now, it's no longer, I was crucified with Christ. No longer I live, but Christ who lives in me. In the life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Come on, man. You're in the name. You want to know why he put you in his name? You ever wonder this stuff? You want to know why you in the name? Because everything that that name bought back is in Jesus. And God never again will forfeit it and give it directly back to man, because man might mess it up. So he left it in Jesus, so it's perfect forever, and put you in him so you can't screw it up. Somebody should have said amen right there. That's a good place to say amen. It's in him, and because it's in him, it's perfectly established forever. And then he took you and put you in him, and we can't jack it up. So this way it's eternally what? Done. This is way better than we realize. That they might receive the adoption of sons. We've been adopted in the family of God. That's Romans 4:13, Romans 8. I'll give you those scriptures in a minute. But what does he say here? Look at verse 6. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the spirit of his son in your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. That sounds just like Romans, man. Romans chapter 8, he said what? Romans chapter 4, he said what? Romans 8, he said the same words. He said, you've been adopted into the family of God. You're the sons of God. And now God becomes Father. And look at verse 7. Wherefore, thou art no more a son, than an heir. Through Jesus Christ. What? You an heir to what? An inheritance. What's the inheritance? Everything in redemption. Galatians 3:13, Christ redeemed me from the curse of the law, being made a curse for me, for cursed is everything that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the church through faith. Man, we got this stuff in the DNA inside of us, and you want to know what? Until you take your position, guess what we going to be? You're going to be frustrated. You ain't frustrated because of your job. You ain't frustrated because of your house situation. We ain't frustrated because the kids are giving you a hard time. I'm going to tell you why we're frustrated. We're frustrated because there's greatness inside of you. And the moment you don't discover that is the moment you get frustrated. But the minute you understand how greater is he that's in you than he that's in that world, something's going to change in your whole entire life. Because now the things around you that are supposed to bring you whatever they're supposed to bring you are not the source of where you're looking to see to find fulfillment, but you're looking internally at my God-given assignment from the birth of my, me in the earth. Once you get that right, let me tell you where work starts. Start where everything starts becoming fun. Because I'm awakened to who I am and what I can do. Now look at these scriptures. I got like 3 minutes because I ain't keeping you all night. I told you that. So you can just run with this stuff. I want you to get these though, because these are gonna help you. Look at Romans 8. Look at Romans 8. I want you to see this because this will go together, right? Romans 8:13, just real quick. I skipped down a little bit. And then you can look at 4:13 when you go home. But this, I want you to get this because this is what it comes to. You getting a divine revelation of who you are is key. Because what happens is this thing starts, for if you live after the flesh, you shall die. There ain't no satisfaction in the flesh. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? You're a spiritual being, man. You're alive because of God. Once your spirit became alive to God, something inside of your heart is just yearning for you to find out, why am I here? What's my assignment? What am I doing on the face of the earth, man? You know, I got business guys. Let me tell you, right? Some of you business guys, you get, just go make money, man. And don't let nobody stop you from making a bunch of money and give it away. I'm just telling you, man, like, I got buddies, man, all they want to do is go to work. Good, go to work, make a bunch of money, give it away. Great, next. I got people in here, man, they want to go be missionaries. Go be a missionary. Go do whatever's in your heart, man, cut it out. And not everybody got to be up here doing this. You might just be like, hey, man, I'm a businessman, and I love God, and I want to go. Man, Todd, man, I'll tell you, he's a lawyer, Fran's a lawyer. Man, we used to go to, this joker got a law firm, and we're in there doing Bible study, for crying out loud. You can't have that platform if you don't have the room. Right? I'm in there with the thing, having Bible study with people. He's paying. He's paid them and made them go to Bible study. Yeah, that's influence. You know what I'm saying? I go to a shop, right? If I go to a shop, Junior go to shop. Junior got Bible study at the shop. machine shop. Why not? Come on, man. Wait, look, man, that's not big. What's your assignment? What's your purpose? Why are you here? You got the kids, man. You got the whole school, responsibility of school. That's what he does. I guarantee he's praying over those jokers. God knows he needs prayer. In high school, oh my God, you need double prayer, right? But what am I trying to get you to see? Get in this assignment that God put you in and run. Why would you not? Well, that's not big. What's big? Obedience is big. You got to realize, man, until you figure out why you're on the face of the earth, everybody's going to be frustrated. But you got to realize that the frustration is not because of what you're doing or where you're going or, you know, how many problems you got. No, the frustration is, do I know who I am? Because if I don't know who I am, I don't know what's going on, man. Where am I at with God? Because I told you how this starts. It's you, the kids, the job, the life, the wife, everything. Everybody pulling on you. Everybody pulling. Pulling, 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 needing, pulling, pulling. And you go this way. And if you don't know where your connection comes from, and you're not going to, that's why you got to get good men relationships. I've been telling these guys, man, connect. Connect to your church. Connect in the church. Get somebody. Hey, bro, I need to call somebody and pray. I told these guys, I got some of these guys, you could call me up with any problem you got in the world. I pick up the phone. We're going to pray and get an agreement. You need to have somebody you could pray with. You got to have somebody you could believe God with. You got to go build some relationships where other people and other men understand what you're going through. Because God knows if one of you called me up and felt like jumping off the deep end, I would understand where you're at and I wouldn't let you jump. You got to get this relationship thing figured out, bro. Look what this says here. I'm going to let you go. Check this out. This is a little quick boom. You got to realize, man, hey, man, I got greatness in me. For if I live after the flesh, you shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. Now watch this. Watch this. 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Led by the Spirit. Sons of God. Check this out. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. Wow. Remember that? Doesn't that sound like that other scripture we read? Whereby we cry what? Abba, Father. Now watch 16. For the Spirit himself bears witness what? We are the children of God. Watch this. 17. And if children, then heirs of who? God. And joint heirs with who? If we suffer, we can be glorified. What do you mean? God's inheritance in your life. God's deposit in your life. Everything. Look, this is the thing. I was looking at this, right? Comes by faith. God deposited all this plan inside of you, this dream inside of you. Why do you want to do what you want to do? I don't have the desire you got to do. That's why God gave it to you. I don't have the desire to build what you want to build or be what you want to be. Why is that in you? Where'd that come from? Did you inherit that from your father? I guarantee you did. What's that thing inside of you that's driving you to succeed? What's that thing inside of you driving you to be more like God? What's that vision inside of you? What's that dream? Where's your dream at, man? Remember when you were a little kid? Everybody wanted to be Superman? Come on, man. Y'all had the cape. You ran around the house. You tried to jump out the window. Your mama saved you. Come on, right? Everybody had that dream. You had some kind of dream like, man, I thought I was going to be Superman. I thought I was going to fly. I thought I was going to be this, and I thought I was going to go do that. I thought I was going to be this, and I thought, and where'd that go? What happened with that internal place? Is that just something you just let? That's it. That's the dream's over. No, man. You got to dream it again. You got to believe it again. You got to expect it again. What did God call you to do? What did God call you to be? What did God tell you? Man, listen, you don't think it's big? Listen, man. Nobody on the face of the earth can do what you're called to do but you. That's why God called you. That's why God created you. Somebody's like, well, I don't know what it is. Well, you better go ask God what it is. You better ask God, God, what am I called to do? God, why am I here? God, what did you put in my spirit for me to do in the earth? It's bigger. He said, man, go have dominion and go subdue the earth. There's something inside of you that nobody else on the face of the earth has been given to do but you. You can't just leave that there. So this order of life is going to reveal to you even greater than ever before this inheritance package that God gave. God put something in you nobody else in the world's got. And you spend your rest of your life trying to discover it all. Check this out with God and I'm done. The Bible says in Ephesians 1:3, it said, God gave you every spiritual blessing you needed in the beginning. All your life with Christ is this. The day you got born again, he gave you everything. And the rest of your life, you try to discover who you are and why you're here. That's all of us. We're on a journey of discovery, finding out how good he is, finding out what we've inherited, finding out what we've been made, finding out what he deposited, finding out what he gave us, finding out what he put in our heart. And the rest of your life, that's what you do. Each and every day of your life, you find out more and more and more about who I am, what I've been called to do, what, everything God has for me. Every day is a day of discovery. Why am I here? But God put greatness inside of you. From the beginning. He said you inherited all this. And it's one step away sometimes, man. Just it's one submitted step away to say, God, you know what? Just reveal it to me. I know it's like a little bit all over, but it's kind of like all comes together. Because like, hey, man, I got this thing in the house I got to work out. Go to him, man. I got some of these relationship hangups I got to fix. Go to him. Man, I got some stuff inside of me, man. I don't even know why I'm here. Go to him. There's a lot of stuff that each and every one of us can kind of internally go into and say, hey, God, you know what? Let me start making these steps towards him. A little bit more. Because, man, I'm going to tell you what happens. And you kind of go this way. Everything's pulling this way, and you kind of go this way. And, man, sometimes it's lonely, man. Because nobody understands what you're walking through. Nobody understands what you're going through. Nobody understands how you're feeling. You can't even explain it, dude. Ain't nobody in that house going to figure it out. But guess what? Other guys understand what you're going through because they're like, man, I know exactly what you're talking about because I'm there, bro. I'm there, man. I got to figure out how to get this thing going. And sometimes what I really realized was this, it's only one step towards God, change your life forever. That's all it is, man. It's like, hey, God, just one step towards it. All you got to do sometimes is take one step towards it. Man, I'm an heir. I'm an inheritor. I got a, man, what are you an heir to? Redemption, man. Everything in that package. All for you because of what he did. And the minute you decide to take that place and run that race, you're going to start seeing some of this stuff start straightening out. So let me pray for you tonight. Father, I just thank you for these guys. I thank you, Lord, that they're just leaning stronger than ever before in fulfilling what it is you have for their life. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. That they maybe came here with stuff they're walking through. They maybe came in here with things they don't know if they could overcome. But Father, I just think that your arm's not short. You can reach into their situation. You can reach into their circumstance and you can touch their life. Father, I pray right now that just the tangibility of your presence is there. And Father, maybe it is there. Maybe it is they're just figuring out the why or the what's of life. Maybe there's something in that dream or that assignment that they're looking to tap into. Maybe there's something on the inside that they just need to make a little adjustments. Maybe there's just a place of hope they need again. I don't know what it is they need, but you do, and that's why they're here. So, Father, I thank you that your arm will reach into the situation and touch their life, transform their life. Father, I thank you that some of them, their home life is going to change. I thank you, Lord, that some of their relationships are going to change. I thank you, God, their relationship with their kids. I thank you that there's things there, maybe in their job, in their business. I don't know what it is, but you do. So, Father, I just thank you for blessing them, keeping them, watching over them. And, Father, I thank you for encouraging them. And, God, let your precious Holy Spirit fill them again. fill them to the place we'll have grace to run this race. I thank you, Father, that they just breathe upon them. And let them be strengthened with might in their inner man from this moment forward. Bless them and keep them. And watch over them. Bless their families, God. Thank you, Father, the adjustments they're going to make in their spiritual life are going to transform their family forever. Thank you for blessing them and keeping them. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, and everybody said, amen. Praise the Lord, man.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Relevant Live with Pastor Chris Sarnum. If you are interested in learning more about Relevant Church, you can visit us at relevantfl.org. And don't forget to subscribe to our channel to hear more messages like this one every single week. Thanks for listening.